Hello friends, the preparation for the lesson was by the group of Dnieper, Peter to and Yekaterinburg. Right of speech goes to Peter too, please.
Дорогие говорим, мы рады всех приветствовать на утреннем уроке. Мы с вами сегодня начинаем совершенно новую подготовку.
Dear friends, we are happy to have you, to host you for this morning lesson. We're starting a totally new preparation today. In this lesson, we will start preparing for the upcoming Congress that will unite our hearts and our souls, because there comes a time when we can pass this light, this the force of the Creator. And every lesson where we meet, we have an opportunity to take everything we need from our Rav, forces that he's passing to us from the Creator, and then pass those to the world that is ready and desiring to receive those forces. So let's concentrate with our teacher inside of us, take that light, that power, and pass it to the world.
Reading from Rabash, the purpose of society, 2. Since man is created with a kli called self-love, where one does not see that an act will yield self-benefit, one has no motivation to make even the slightest motion. And without an annulling self-love, it is impossible to achieve dvekut, vision with the Creator, meaning equivalence of form. And since it is against our nature, we need a society that will form a great force so that we can work together on annulling the will to receive, called evil, as it hinders the achievement of the goal for which man was created. For this reason, the society must consist of individuals who unanimously agree that they must achieve it. Then all the individuals become one great force so that one can fight against himself, since each one is integrated in everyone else. Thus, each person is founded on a great desire to achieve the goal. To be integrated in one another, each person should annul himself before the others. This is done by each seeing the friend's merits and not their faults. But one who thinks that he is a little higher than his friends can no longer unite with them.
Dnieper, please.
Question for a workshop. How do we help each other in the 10 who yearn for the Creator? How do we help each other in the 10 to yearn for the Creator?
How the 10 do we help each other yearn for the Creator? Well, we only engage in that, only through this, giving an example to each other of the greatness of the goal, the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of the 10, connection, everything.
To yearn to the Creator means yearning to the connection, love and giving. And through annulment, all those things are found in our 10.
Yes, the 10 is truly like light that simply builds in us new kelim in each and every one. In truth, this is what is happening, but somehow the Creator is somehow on purpose, deliberately failing all tripping all of the efforts we make, kind of sealing each one of us so that we will have to turn to him for help forcefully. We will have to come together to unite.
Yesterday we experienced in practice very powerful means when one ten integrates with another ten. In my eyes, it was one of the more amazing gathering of friends we've experienced. It's an example for a society who takes the advice of the Kabbalists and implements them and simply advances, flies forward.
Yes, the importance of attaining the Creator, I can get it only from the friends, and the condition for me to get the importance from them is only if they are great in my eyes. Therefore, this is their work all the time, to make the friends great, to see them as how great and special they are. The other friends that the Creator chose, they're the friends with whom I'm supposed to discover the Creator.
And that's why we are here in the society, to yearn for the Creator. We understand that no one can attain it by himself. We need each other's help for each one to be to set an example, to give his force, even acting, to bestow to the friends. And that's how we learn from one another, and together we pray that the Creator will come and help us connect. And in this way we'll be able to cleave to Him.
Yes, through tuning our desires, the moment we come together and make efforts in connection, we turn the ten into a collection of desires that yearn for the Creator.
This is our path to raise the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of the Rav, the greatness of the friends. If we won't do it for the friends, they'll remain on the level of beasts. That's what we have to do. Pray constantly for it to happen.
Yes, we raise the importance of the Creator, the importance of the ten, the importance of the goal that we have before us, and concern, love, always thinking about the connection, yearning for this connection.
Everything the friend said is always in overcoming, overcoming for the friends, whether it's in acting or truthfully. We're coming in the acting and confidence and joy. It's always the overcoming, and the collection of overcomings is the common prayer of the ten. And we try to do it together in this common breath until the Creator begins to revive this breathing, and then you move from a ventilator to true life.
And what's beautiful about our path is that the closer we get, it seems like the farthest we are. We have to constantly advance through effort.
Care and love and pray to the friend, for the friends to succeed and to reach the goal.
Yes, we are in Arvut, we're holding it, and most importantly, in joy, greatness, upliftment of the spirit, that's the greatest help.
Молитва. Творец, дай нам возможность понять
тебя
не разумом, а сердцем.
Dear Creator, give us the opportunity to understand you, not in our intellect, but in our heart. Give each friend the strength to pray for the other, so we will come to know your actions. Blessed you are who is giving us everything we need. Give us the strength of adhesion to the ten, where you will be able to be revealed, so you will be delighted from it. We wish to be your pipeline. We are grateful for the powers you give us, and please connect us. Thank you. Let us think of all our friends who are sick, that they will be healthy and the world will advance towards correction. Let's ask, pray for Gideon from Israel, Ruben from the United States, Marcia and Rodriguez from
Russia.
Sorry, friends. Let's ask for Horacio and Rodriguez from Mexico, Ramos from Honduras, Sergei from Germany, Andrea, Maxime, Valera, and Vitaly from Russia.